This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An airline employee in the U.S. city of Seattle, Washington, stole a plane, flew it, and performed stunts before crashing it into an island late Friday. Paul Pastor is the local sheriff.
There was no indication that he did this to threaten anybody. There's no indication of any kind of terrorist link or anything like that. Apparently, he was in contact with the tower while he was flying the airplane.
The plane was owned by Horizon Air, an affiliate of Alaska Airlines. The Seattle-Tacoma International Airport was briefly shut down as the incident unfolded. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says it will investigate the airstrike that hit a bus full of schoolchildren, but the UN wants an independent investigation. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The airstrike hit a bus carrying the kids as it went through a market on Thursday. The Houthi faction, which controls the area, says an additional 11 adults were killed in the attack, bringing the total to at least 51 dead. Saudi coalition says it will investigate, which is an apparent change in tone. They originally said it was a legitimate military action against their Houthi enemies, who they alleged were using children as human shields. The UN is calling for an independent investigation, which was praised by the Houthis, although the UN's also criticized that side for indiscriminate attacks of their own. On Friday, the UN said its human rights coordinator for the war also appears to have been blocked from returning to Houthi territory without explanation.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The Trump administration is doubling steel tariffs on Turkey. This starts Monday. That news caused the Turkish currency to hit its worst one-day loss in a decade. Ties between the countries have been strained as Washington is urging Ankara to release Andrew Brunson. He is an American pastor currently detained on terrorism charges in Turkey. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A free speech group says that U.S. President Donald Trump continues to block dozens of people from his Twitter account, although a court ruled his actions violate the First Amendment. The First Amendment Institute at Columbia University in New York sent a letter to the Justice Department saying Trump is still blocking 41 people from his @RealDonaldTrump account. The group contends almost all of the people were blocked after they posted unfavorable tweets about Mr. Trump or his policies. A mother and daughter deported to El Salvador from the U.S. this week flew back to the United States hours after a federal judge ordered their return and threatened to hold top officials in contempt in the U.S. if they failed to comply with the order. The two are among a dozen victims of gang and domestic violence in Central America who are fighting deportation from the U.S. after their asylum applications were rejected in recent weeks. President Trump took to Twitter praising Mexico and also threatening Canada. The tweets referenced efforts to renegotiate the terms of the North American Free Trade Agreement, also known as NAFTA. The tone of his comments about Mexico was friendly, considering previous comments about Mexico and accusing Mexican immigrants of being criminals and a different tact with Canada. Mr. Trump tweeted about their tariffs and what he called trade barriers, which he said are too high. Canada responded saying they are protecting Canadian interest. A newspaper in the U.S. city of Boston is calling on other newspapers around the country to respond to President Trump's frequent attacks on the news media. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
The Boston Globe is asking newspapers across the U.S. to publish editorials next Thursday, the 16th, denouncing what it calls a dirty war against the free press. The Globe asks other papers to take the stand regardless of their politics and whether they generally are for or against the president's policies. President Trump often characterizes the media as fake news and journalists as his true political opponents. I'm Tim McGuire.
A jury in the U.S. state of California has ordered agribusiness giant Monsanto to pay $289 million to a school groundskeeper dying of cancer, saying the company should have provided a label warning that its weed killer could cause cancer. Monsanto denies this. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California continue to rage as one blaze in the southern part of the state has come within mere meters of residential areas and destroyed more than 7,000 hectares of national forest land. California Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in Orange and Riverside County. Those are near where Forrest Clark has been arrested and charged with arson in connection with the fires. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.